set it off. Mike Booth, did you always got me in the
Yo, bed? You already know. It's your boy, No Grand Booth, reporting live, Thugged Out Thursdays. And we got a special guest. Very special guest. It's one of the hottest producers in the game.
Give it up for Arsonist. God love, damn it. Love, that's how love, you love. That's how you open up a show, my nigga. That's how we gonna do it. Like, that's how you open up
dope,
a show.
Dope.
But yo, check it out. This is Thugged Out Thursdays.
Crazy.
It's your boy Chink Bing. We got motherfucking Arsonist in the motherfucking building. And guess what? You gotta relax. Thugged Out Thursdays. Good luck coming up, my brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
Listen,
a lot of people don't want to interview the Heatmakers, man.
Listen, not a lot of people.
No, but this is love.
Oh, I appreciate it.
This is my family. A lot of people don't know I did records for Capone. I did like three records on Capone.
Yeah.
You know, when he first came home. Had some shit with Nori.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of shit, man.
No, let me tell you something. Not only, like, you know, now that you came out, actually got to work with the Dipset again with this latest project that they just dropped, which is for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Diplomatic Ties.
Diplomatic Ties album is so fucking hot. Damn, how does it feel to be a part of just that project right now that's out right now?
Can I be real with you? Like, when I first, the first run I had with Dipset, when we did Diplomatic Immunity 1, and I had 11 records on that album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you're a part of something, you don't realize what you're a part of. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, Nori's your man. You know what I'm saying? When Nori winning, it's like, yeah, your man's winning, but you don't see it from a fan perspective of like, yo, this nigga's almost like God to people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't until I watched the Dipset documentary that they just did that I realized, like, yo, I'm bugging. Like, I was a part of some shit.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because you don't realize it when you do it, you just working. Right. But when I watched that, I'm like, yo, this shit's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was dope. I think this time around, I appreciated it more. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
A lot more.
Because back then, it was like, you know, you just was starting. Who introduced you to the Dipset?
Renee McLean. Renee McLean used to manage Cam, and I met him because we were trying to get some records placed on the radio and shit like that. He was the dude to get it done. He was like, yo, I manage Cam. You got any beats? So we gave him a CD, and out of that CD, we had 11 joints on the first Diplomatic Immunity. They picked 9 off of that CD.
Wow.
So that was
out of that CD, that one CD.
Just off the CD, nine of those records was on there.
How was your emotions when Cam liked the jail on your beats?
I thought somebody was playing a trick with me on the phone when Cam called. I'm like, Cam ain't calling my phone. You know what I'm saying? Because back then, like, we just dudes that making beats in the Bronx, and I'm like, Cam ain't calling my phone, but we was in North Carolina at the time, and it was Cam. We flew back down and went to the studio and just started rocking out.
Dope, that's dope. I just want to rewind because you said the Bronx, so...
Yeah.
You what part of the Bronx you from?
Northeast Bronx, but like Gun Hill, Boston Road.
Okay.
I grew up like right across the street from Eastchester Projects.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know exactly where you're at. That's dope. That's your
regiment, bro.
You know, that's either you either Jamaican or you...
That's
or you.
Regiment, bro.
What else is in the Bronx?
It's two. Yeah.
Jamaican or Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. If you're in the South Bronx, more than likely you're Puerto Rican. If you're in the Northeast Bronx, more than likely you're Jamaican or West Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of West Indian.
Right. Some type of island.
Yeah.
So not only are you from the Bronx, you're a smart individual. You went to fucking Howard University.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was on the phone. You were smart already.
Well, I didn't know. You know, I never looked at Howard like that. Where you at?
But if you go to Howard University, that's a good look. That's a good solid.
I ain't finished, but
I know you ain't finished, but you was there.
I guess you had a good upbringing then.
Yeah, of course.
Great. Nigga, Howard University. How you get to Howard University? Tell us that. And why you got kicked out? if you don't mind.
I got there because when I was in high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just knew I had to go to college because my family was like, you're not staying here.
Right.
So I went to see my guidance counselor. She's like, yo, you good at math, you good with drawing and art, be an architect. I'm like, all right, cool. I applied for architecture, got in, and I got kicked out because I got into some problems at the end. Like, me and a party promoter had gotten into some shit. He owed me some breaks. I was DJing out there. And I had some dudes up from New York. They was wild, and they was like, yo, we gonna do this, and da-da-da. Shit popped off. Long story short, I ended up getting kicked out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
So they got me.
It was the best thing to happen because you came up after that.
If I didn't get kicked out, there's no Dipset Anthem.
Yeah.
There's no Diplomatic Immunity. There's none of that shit.
You came.
Those beats was crazy.
Yeah, you came up. You was hungry after that. You
super hungry.
That. You said you
had a baby on the way.
Yeah, you played with the machine.
Yeah.
And why? What? How did that? Like, all right. You say you got the MP. You got the machine. What was in your mind? Like, you didn't know what sound. I didn't know nothing.
All I had was old records in the house because my mother was like, my family's West Indian, right? So all I had was like reggae records in the house. Mm. Bob Marley, Garnet Silk, Barris Hammond, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's all I was sampling. That's why you hear shit like Dipset Anthem and certain shit like that, because all I had was Jamaican records.
Right.
And I just learned how to chop that up and make it into hip hop shit.
That's
the way I really
stuck to the roots.
Yeah, word. That's
now you stuck to your roots. That's hard because it seems like all your samples are Jamaican. A lot of them.
Yeah.
The hits.
Yeah, the big one.
The big one.
Or they got that West Indian feel to them. Mm-hmm. Like even though Killer Cam wasn't a reggae sample, it feels like if you listen to it, it sounds like a reggae record.
What record you did got you to check that you was like, all right, this shit is it?
Off of one record?
As you was producing, as you was going, I know you sold your first two beats for 2000.
Right.
Cool. Mm-hmm. But now you making beats for Dipset.
You gotta remember, I did the whole Dipset album and got that check at once.
Saying which one was the one that you was like?
A Beyonce record.
The beat?
A Beyonce record.
Oh, the shit with Cam?
No.
I did a Beyonce record. Shit changed your life.
Well,
what record was that?
It's a record called Stop Sign, but I'm going to tell you why the record never made it out over here. It's because I didn't agree to some terms on a publishing splits that wasn't right.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And the record supposedly got leaked. So they didn't end up using it because, you know what I mean, right after I didn't agree to some publishing splits.
That's
so
crazy.
I don't know if that's coincidental.
So they leaked the record, you think?
Yo, they did a Puff Daddy on it.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay. But you still got some money out of this.
Yeah, I got paid for the track.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was the most I ever got paid for one track.
What was the check like?
At that, it was $25,000.
Okay.
Which is good, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's definitely for
a So for the Dipset, you got your money from the Dipset. Did you get your money off your publishing, or did you get some money for at that point, like
for buying the track?
Yeah,
for both.
Yeah. Oh, that's hard.
Like to this day, I still get checks off the diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they
kind of dope, man. And I was really excited. You know, I went to the YouTube viewing of the documentary that I put together, man. It looked mad dope, and I got to see you there. I'm really excited for Dipset, just the fact that they got together and like grown men and patched up.
Yeah, but that's necessary.
Yeah,
that was necessary.
For the culture, for hip hop, for these youngins to see that, you know, you could make mistakes and admit your wrongs and make up with your family, with your people, with some good people. But you know what? I'm excited that you are here now on Thugged Out Thursday.
Let's make some noise for that.
And also on three, you gotta relax. 1, 2, 3, you gotta relax. I need some participation, please. Ready? On three, you gotta relax. Ready? On three, you gotta relax. 1, 2, 3, you gotta relax. Alright, cool.
Yo, what was it like playing beats for the late Pun?
Wow. Pun.
Oh, that was crazy.
What was that?
At the time, you don't realize what it is because it's like he's just a rap star at the time. But now that I look back on it, it's crazy, man. Because like you don't realize that many years passed. Like I remember that shit like it was yesterday, the day that I heard that Pun died.
Wow.
I remember where I was going. I remember all of that shit. I was by like 26th Street. I was going to a meeting at the time. It was like a meeting of producers and shit like that. And on the way there, I remember listening to Angie Martinez. And that's when I heard it at like Pun passed away. And I'm like, it makes all the other memories of like playing beats and all that shit mean that much more.
Wow.
Because Pun was one of the best rappers to ever rap.
So who,
you know what I'm saying?
Who introduced you to Pun and brought you to Pun?
A friend of mine that went to school with Cuban Link.
Okay.
He set it up and we went and played beats for Fat Joe and Pun. This is when they were working on the Terror Squad album around that time.
Yeah, he made the album?
The crazy shit is the beat that they picked. I'm a new producer at the time, right? Okay. So the beat that they picked, I'm like, yo, Cannabis wants this same beat. I don't know. And then Joe was like, who? I said, Cannabis. He was like, who? I said, Cannabis. He's like, y'all know who he is, but you trying to tell me you going to hold the beat for Cannabis and not give it to the Don? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, at the time, I don't know what's going on. So I'm like, yo, Joe, I don't know what to do, man. Like, so Cannabis ended up taking the beat.
okay.
For his album, for the 2000 BC album. I was like the...
I know that was a crucial time back then, because you know him and LL was beefing.
Smoked him, left him fucked up.
But Cannabis had a chance as far as with his career.
Right. So he held him back.
I think the albums he put out didn't match up to what people expected, man. Like, he put out albums and to the public, they felt like duds. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because Cannabis was talented as fuck at the time. It was Cannabis, X, Nori, and Pun. You know what I'm saying? It was like
Cam
was a group of good rappers, and everybody's album turned out fire except for Cannabis.
And Mace too. Mace was out there.
Mace was already kind of popping at that time.
Wow. So I got another good question for you, right? So you go in the studio now with Cam and Jim Jones
for this project.
For this project,
right?
What's the ambiance in the studio.
Matter of fact, hold on. Before he even get to that, I heard that this is like the first time that you really got to sit in the studio with everybody.
Yeah, we didn't even do that the first time around.
Right, you just passing the beats to them the last time.
What's the ambiance in the room? What's the aura in the room?
I think everybody was genuinely excited, man. Even though everybody was showed in different ways, it was kind of like this was supposed to happen years ago. That's the way I felt about it. The only thing that was missing was L's in the room. You know what I'm saying? But him sending his verses in, they were still fire either way. So, I just want to do this shit again, man. You know what I mean? Like, get another run real quick, because I feel like the public is open to Dipset now.
Definitely.
Oh, nah, they killed that. Definitely gave niggas something real massacre for Thanksgiving.
And with the documentary coming out too, open it up more. You know,
documentary's fire.
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, well put like together. Ali, shout outs to Ali.
Shout outs
to Extra Mile.
Shout out to my man Will Millions.
Yeah, Will Millions on the footage. That shit was mad dope. I ain't gonna lie, I liked it. I also got to learn a few things about Juelz, where he was saying that the internet, like, you know, the money, he didn't understand it. He's like, yo, listen, show me how to get how the money's coming.
Everybody goes through that. Even producers might go through that the most.
I'm going to do it now. And I ain't even got no numbers. I'm just saying to myself,
there's no more record stores, right?
How does this money come?
So now you're thinking about it. They're not selling nothing physical.
Yeah.
How do I make my bread? That's the biggest hurdle to get over mentally. You know what I'm saying? But once you figure that out, this shit is like you cracked the code.
Yeah,
because you can never stop making money. This ain't like when they printed up physical records and they took them off the shelf after about 3 years. You don't see them no more. This shit lives forever now. Yeah. So if a nigga is 100 years old and he want to listen to some old Jay-Z, he go to his iTunes, Jay-Z, and Jay-Z makes bread off of that. Mm. 100, you understand? Or Jay-Z's kids are going to make bread from that 100 years from now.
Wow.
That's why all these artists are selling their publishing for millions now. Mm. Because people are figuring out that publishing is everlasting now.
Right.
So you understand what I'm saying? Like, somebody can go get $23 million for 70% of their publishing if they got the right catalog.
Right.
Wow.
Because it's going to make
this. Yeah, this shit is different now, man. It's a different ballgame, but you could really eat for it. That's why you see all these new artists with bricks of bread all over the place.
Yeah.
Streaming is like printing bread.
Wow.
If you stream, like, look at 6ix9ine.
Right. Yeah, he was a streaming motherfucker.
6ix9ine is making more bread in jail than he did out by streaming. Oh, he has to. Because everybody's trying to see who he is if they didn't know him before.
Right, because it's headlines. The headlines is big. So what new artists that you would like to work with that you know, that's out right now?
I want to do some work with the Westside Gunn and Conway dudes. From upstate.
Mm-hmm.
I think they dope. I like their movement, that whole Griselda movement and shit that they got going. And a bunch of artists, man. Like, there's artists I didn't work with yet that I want to work with. Like, I never worked with Jada.
Oh,
I want to work with Jada. I think that's
shout out to Jada.
Yeah, I think that's necessary.
Shout out to Kiss Wednesdays. Pay attention, Biz out there working. You know what I'm saying? Every other Wednesday around there, you know what I mean? Barcelona Bites, you got to relax. I'm on point, y'all.
Yeah.
Kiss is working.
Yeah, so besides new artists,
Kiss.
I want to work with Jay, you know what I mean?
I want to probably make that happen.
I want to work with M. I just want to work with anybody that I feel like it would be a dope combination.
Right.
I'm not like one of them dudes that try to jump out and be like, yo, I want to work with this person. I know our sounds don't match.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like that. I save that for like certain people sound good with certain producers, and I don't even want to interrupt that.
Right. No
but
doubt.
The people I know I could add shit to, like a Kiss or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to sound epic. So I would love to do that.
That's dope, man.
Who you listen to right now? Like, if let's say you just driving.
I listen to R&B shit, man. Yeah. Listen to Donald Jones, Where I Wanna Be album. I listen to shit like that. Like that. To me, that's one of the best. I listen to Carl Thomas. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I want to hear anything but rap after I leave the studio. Nah, that's no all doubt. I hear all day is the hardest rap you could ever hear in your life, and I don't want to hear that when I'm in the car.
No,
I
need to back out.
I gotta wind down and hear some shit that's a little mellow, man. Yeah, some shit like that. But
nah, that's real. Being
my nephew Lita told me that he worked with you. He says, "Yo, I worked with the homie." I said, "Arr."
That was years ago, man.
Yeah.
That's how fast this shit go by. Cause it don't feel like that long ago.
It's 2019 approaching, right?
Definitely.
New year.
18, you about to hit that.
What are your plans for the new year? Like, what Austin has got, you know?
What you working on?
I got a full project I did with Jim. Wow. Like, all Heat Makers and Jim Jones. But the album is tough.
Oh, what's the name?
I think we're going to call it El Capo.
El Capo.
Yeah.
That's hard.
I got a project I'm putting together with 2 Chainz. We brought like 4 records in.
Be on the lookout for that. 2 yeah. Chainz.
The
chain got stolen in front of your restaurant, y'all. Just letting you know. I don't mean it in a bad way. They broke in the car and took the
interior. They explained it. It sounded like you got robbed.
We just lowered the whole property value of niggas' restaurant.
We can chop that up. Now listen, man. We can chop that up. But listen, let's get back to it. My bad, it's stuck out Thursdays, man. Never bother us, man.
Yeah.
So what you were saying?
Oh, yeah, I got a project with Fred DeGarson and Joel Ortiz.
I like Joel Ortiz.
Yeah, both of them.
Yo, you know what's crazy? We would love
to. That's a dope combination.
What?
Yeah.
Joel and two niggas.
Let's set it up so we come back to promote that, man.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, no, that'll be dope. Definitely.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I like
that. 1,000,000%. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Hey, you doing a project. So you actually, you're working, bro.
Yeah.
You got a lot of shit going on.
I know after the...
I love how he said it. Like, he was surprised. Like, shit, I've all these years. You still being surprised.
Yo, can you get your records?
Listen, man. We definitely need...
I got you, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
I got you. But only thing, y'all just gotta... I got y'all, but y'all just gotta be in with my time a little bit.
We know shit is gonna be even more.
Like, I'm actually in the process of switching studios now. Between now and the New Year's, I'm moving my studio, so it's like.
So we can,
no, but I mean, that's not. I'm just saying, as far as like time, you know, I gotta break shit down and a new studio's getting built, so it's not like I'm just moving right in. I gotta finish construction.
So, how long you think for the top of the New Year?
No later than, I mean, I can get y'all records before that, obviously, but no later than the top of February, the studio should be ready.
That's dope. So, you know, what was the complications at the old building?
It's corporate America, man. They trying to turn that building into something else that I'm in. So they were eliminating tenants one by one.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? And honestly, in Manhattan, they don't really want privately owned businesses in buildings anymore.
Right.
They want the Googles and the shit like that, the Spotify's and the bigger companies to have 5 or 6 floors.
Right.
They don't want to rent out half a floor no more.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So it was a combination of all of that. But at the end of the day, it worked out for the best. I got a new spot over in the Diamond District.
Better.
The name of the studio is called Diamond District for the last 7 years, but now I found a spot in the Diamond District,
that's
which
dope.
Is ironic. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Official, yeah, that's a dub.
But I guess, you know, it's God's plan. Mm-hmm. That's how it's supposed to be.
Super
that's
dope,
for real, man.
But check it out, right? I'm on you for them 2 beats. That's awesome, man. Yo, you look mad dope. You look like you got a lot of money.
Come on.
And you got a fucking, you got a piggy ring with a clock in it. You beat Flavor Flav. I'm just saying, you beat Flavor Flav.
Shout out to my man, Azad, man. Azad watches.
Yeah.
Why, that's dope, now. This shit is hard. The iced out ring watch, piggy ring watch.
Yo, you beat Flavor Flav and that nigga clock. Listen.
Let me ask you a question, though. What's the most important thing in life?
Most important thing in life, man.
Time.
I knew he was gonna say time because he got too much.
Listen,
that's the only thing that matters, man.
You
get anything back but that.
Let me tell you something.
But
that clock on your pinky, you killed that. Yo, on 3, I gotta relax. On 3, 1, 2, 3.
You gotta relax.
Anything else, y'all? We got a few more questions for the homie. Anybody else? Anybody out there got a question?
Yeah, I got a question. What do you think of the rise of female artists starting to break?
You said starting?
Yeah, like breaking. Now it's like...
But like the Cardis and the...
But even like the City Girls, the, you know,
I just think now because of the internet, we can see all of them. Before, like, female artists were always around, especially, like, in the pop world and shit like that. But, like, in the rap world, there was only room for, like, one or two at a time. Before, there was Foxy and Kim. And if it wasn't Foxy and Kim, it was Eve and Kim or Eve and Foxy. And you know what I'm saying? It's like now there's actually...
Or the brat. Right. You know what I'm saying? Or Missy.
But think about it. Yeah. Now it's kind of the same shit. You got your top two females, Nicki and Cardi.
Yeah.
And then you kind of have... Then you got the, you know, no disrespect to Remy. Then Remy right after that. I'm talking about as far as, like, mainstream popularity. You know what I'm saying? Then Remy after that. Then like, maybe your 3D Natties, your... Like, I'm just thinking about the female rappers I know off the top of my head. So there's really still a small amount that...
Yeah, right.
When there's a lot of dope female artists out there, in my opinion, but... It's like the game only opens up enough space for, like, two at a time, which is fucked up.
So, right.
Why do you think that?
I have no... It's like the WNBA versus the NBA. I don't know why the NBA is more popular than the WNBA. I don't know, but there has to be a reason for it. Maybe it's the way women are being presented in the music game. Because there's really only two slots. Either you got the hardcore rapping chick, or you got the sex sells type of chick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe there needs to be more room
for female
artists, more genres.
Right.
Because if they definitely, you a female, your shit ain't tight, you fucked up.
When I left out, what's her name, from Ninth Wonder's artist. How the fuck I forgot her name? Somebody in the room got it. Rhapsody.
Rhapsody.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got her style of music, which is more backpack and, but even that, how many dudes really want to listen to a female rap if
you're too hard.
Unless she's the nicest you've ever heard in your life.
Right.
That's the obstacle for female rappers. You have to be better than the best male rapper in order to really succeed.
Yeah, you gotta go on a
or
record and
you selling
it.
A lot of sex.
Yeah.
Either or.
Yeah. A lot of ass, a lot of titties. You gotta relax. You ain't got that and you can't rap, you fucked up. But nah. But shout outs to all the females that's out there trying to rap, because it's not easy, because I'm telling you, man, some of them gotta relax. Some of them gotta go home, keep it coming.
How do an up and coming artist reach you to get a track?
At this Instagram. Point. I'm regular, man. Like, I'm not the type of dude that's
going to
do shit.
You from the Bronx. He's on Stuck Out Thursdays, bro.
Yeah, so just hit me on the DM, but just be serious.
You can touch him.
Yeah, but just
be
serious about it.
Just be serious, man. You know what it is? Dudes will hit me for music. Mm-hmm. I tell them the price, and they hit me like, yo, but I'm saying, I'm like, but yo, you hit me.
Right.
That's like going to McDonald's and then beefing when they tell you the price of the Big Mac. Like, you came in, nigga. McDonald's, you can't come knocking your front door. Fucking hell. Like, my thing is, if you can't afford it, cool. Just tell me, I don't got it. It's cool.
Right, no doubt.
You don't got to do business now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you. You don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to that.
Right, no doubt.
Some people get offended, though, man, because they feel like, how could you tell me that? You know I'm a new artist. How the fuck could you charge me that?
If they want
it's my
win.
Job, man. Like, people don't understand. This is my profession, like, nigga. This is how I feed my family.
Right.
This is you know what I'm saying? What you left college.
Right.
You left
all
college.
That shit.
Yeah. Let's be clear. Not everybody leave college get a MP beat Mika and make two beats. And for real, don't look back. That's like a nigga getting a bag and don't look back. You gotta relax, man. I'm fucking
yo. I appreciate it, brother.
Yo, listen, let's give it up for the homie pulling up the Thugged Out Thursdays, Dipset. How the fuck? Yeah! Today's a new day. That was a hit.
You gotta put the beat behind that.
I know, Dipset. I ain't going front, man. I love that whole album.
That sound was crazy.
The whole sound, the whole vibe. I liked it that everybody was making money. You know, as a main producer, you got to see Juelz. That nigga's still nice, man.
He's still my favorite rapper, man.
Listen, man. I seen him at the joint. I said, this nigga Juelz, man. I said, and now he got to go do a bit. So when he come back, he going to be in the cell like this, killing niggas. He might be up the top like this. Oh, I'm going to murder this nigga. Just like, boom, 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 boom. His balls... Because he going to be having bars.
Yeah.
My nigga, listen, when you go back and you recuperate after your lifestyle, you know, listen, we talking about Juelz Santana, right? You know, you worked with Juelz as a young kid, like, from the very beginning.
Well, not his very, because remember, he was part of a group called Draft Picks before I even met him.
Yeah.
But I mean, for him being a star, like the records that counted for him. Like,
when I was around when he popped.
Yeah.
Put it like that.
Yeah.
Like, I was
you know what I'm saying? Like, the fucking the shit is, it was unbelievable, man. Listen, Cam actually put him on a fucking record.
He actually put him on one of the biggest records in Def Jam history. Which was the Old Boy record.
The Old Boy. Yeah, that one. And with Jay-Z.
And New York City. Yeah.
He was on the hook. Welcome to New York City.
Yeah.
Can't do them. It don't matter if you ain't feeling
it.
All that at day one. That shit was hard. They was shooting on that. They was shooting, JC. You can catch me at the Madison Square next to Spike Lee.
Yeah.
They was talking that shit.
They was fucking out on
they
that record.
They was dumbing. Listen, for the age of time when Dipset started, so like to now, that nigga, and then they got to be lucky. Happy the fact, did you ever do a record with him and Lil Wayne? Did y'all ever?
Yeah, we had.
They had a project, but they never got cleared.
Yeah, they just never did nothing with it. But I had a couple records that I did.
Damn.
Matter of fact, I had a record that was supposed to be the intro of Diplomatic Ties, which was, I had sampled this Whitney Houston I'll Always Love You record, but I turned it into some, like, one of the hardest records you ever heard in your life.
Wow.
And the shit, Joel's wanted to keep it for himself, for his project. But that shit, if that shit would open this project up, man,
because
that shit would fuck niggas up. Because that's one of the hardest records I've made in the last like 10 years, I think.
So I know you sample a lot of records. Do you, or all mostly all your beats samples, or do you do originals?
I do originals, but at the end of the day, man, like, my vibe, yeah, my vibe is the sample shit. Like, I can make it. I can chop it up to the point you won't know where the fuck it came from. I've done that several times, and there's a lot of shit on albums that I don't clear because I shouldn't even say that shit, but either way.
Nah, this is stuck out.
They don't know what albums I'm talking about anyway.
They don't know about the hang.
I know the clearing part, so, you know, is the clearing always easy, or do you be having problems?
Nah, you always gonna run into some problems because people get greedy when they know there's money involved.
And they ain't gonna hit you unless you make a noise.
Right, but if you try to clear it ahead of time, let's just say you own the publishing, but you're not the artist. Because a lot of times, artists don't own their own publishing.
Right.
So you try to clear a record. It might be a dude that lives in Wisconsin that bought this artist publishing from a fucking auction. And now you got to try to clear it with a dude that don't know nothing about that. So he's asking for ridiculous numbers, and you just got to kind of dead him and get it played over and cut him out the picture.
Mm, no doubt.
You heard him?
That's crazy.
Do the hang, shame. Nah, but man, shout out to Arsonist, the Heat making the villain. Thugged Out Thursdays, man. Be on the lookout, man. This is really tough, man. Thank you for coming through and pulling up, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm excited. Like I said, I'm going to be on you like beans on rice. Nah, just fucking.
I got you, bro.
Nah, yo, mad love, Thugged Out Thursdays. Heat making the motherfucking building, man. We love you, man.
Thank you, man.